The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning, you're in the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. British Prime Minister Theresa May has been meeting with EU leaders in an emergency summit in Brussels overnight. They discussed for almost 6 hours how to move forward with Brexit. Mrs. May was asking for another short extension to Brexit. June 30th was the date that she put forward. But yesterday it was announced that President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, favoured a longer flexible extension to 2020. So a one-year flexi plan, so to speak. If they're able to leave earlier, then okay. So the European leaders were debating whether to grant a long or short extension, and that took about 6 hours. And it seems they couldn't quite come to a conclusion because there was the issue of France's President Emmanuel Macron, who preferred a short extension. Germany's Angela Merkel voted for an extended period. And in the end, 17 pushed for a long extension, 4 preferred a short one, but we'll go with the consensus. Only France stuck to a short extension, so 3 decided to keep an open mind, so to speak. So in the end, classic European compromise, they proposed October 31st, which happens to be Halloween. It's backed by Sweden, Denmark, Ireland and others. It splits the difference between long and short, cuts off just before a new European Commission is due to take office. Then there is an issue, a little thing called a review that's going to happen in June. And this review will determine whether there should be an earlier exit on June 30th, which is the date that Theresa May originally asked for. So long and short of it, it's a sort of a medium extension, 6 months extension with a view to leave earlier during that June review. Now, the next step that needs to happen of this Brextension, so to speak, is the UK needs to decide. They need to decide whether they're able to leave with a form of withdrawal agreement, and that has to be approved upon. But by the way, this withdrawal agreement, it's been voted down 3 times. So we're looking at more lengthy discussions. We're also looking at the UK legally required to take part in European elections on May the 23rd. Try and get more context of this online, helping me out. A good friend of mine, David de Kramer, Provost Chair and Professor at NUS Business School. David, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
What drama, huh? Well, I'm trying to digest all of this new extension, new Brextension on Halloween, October 31st. But as I was reading earlier, there's this clause in June that says that the UK can leave early. So, you know, neither a long or short extension. It sounds a little messy to me, but is this the best thing that they could come up with, in your opinion, David?
It is messy, but I think it's been messy since June 2016 when they went to the referendum. So there's nothing new under the sun to say, though.
Yeah.
But is it the best deal? You know, you already mentioned a typical European compromise. Mm. So when we look at it in the context of when Article 50 was activated, 29th of March 2019 would be the date the UK would leave the EU.
Yeah.
They had an extension already to discuss the second part, because don't forget, we're here still discussing whether what we've agreed so far, how we will translate this. So they were given already an extension until December 2020 to make sure all of what was agreed would happen.
Yeah.
So if you would say, okay, that were the deadlines, 29th of March 2019, December 2020, to execute it, well, Europe has lost faith in that sense. Mm. The UK has actually now a reputation like, oh, they don't know what they want. They'll keep coming back. So the compromise, in my view, will not help. Because, again, it's a compromise. Compromises don't help when you need to take firm actions. Because firm action was required, because all the dates were there. So in my view, I wrote a new piece saying the best thing would have been, let's tell the UK, go back home, do your homework, come back when you know what you want.
Mm.
Because basically, in my view, the default now has become stay in Brexit. The UK seems to be so bad at negotiating that, in my view, if you would give them all the time they need, they would negotiate to the option that they would decide to stay in the EU.
It's really just wiggle room with very little chance of any success.
Well, yes, because if you look at the following, 31st of October, it's just enough time to hopefully get the agreement of May, the deal she has with the EU, accepted by the House, but we still don't know.
Mm.
But it's not enough time to say, let's say, to have another referendum. Would that be happening? Well, that takes some time to organize. Mm-hmm. They'll have a review in June, so probably not. Also, she promised she would step down. Now she says, oh, I'm not going to step down. I feel that we are in arm's reach of a deal, so I will stay on. So it's already known that the Brexiteers back home in London, they're angry with this decision that she's going to stay on. Mm. But replacing her, I mean, she's leader in name only now, replacing her will take a few months as well, officially, because we need some new elections and they need to find new people. As all these things happen, they don't have time. So the thing seems to be, we're going to go back to the discussion, are we going to endorse Theresa May's deal with the EU, yes or no? And we've seen already, like I said, three times they've said no. But what's interesting, to all the other options, they've also said no. The only thing they don't agree, the only thing a majority was found for was, we do not want to leave with a no deal. So the default has become, if you don't agree on anything and you don't want to have a no deal, what's the default? Stay in the EU.
Yeah, because, and we'll get to Theresa May's alleged resignation in just a bit. So three times the deal has been voted down, two indicament votes, 12 options put on the table, all voted down. The EU themselves have come out to say that there's not going to be a third chance. We've already done a renegotiation twice. There doesn't seem to be any room for this deal to be accepted to begin with unless it's a no-choice deal. I mean, they put on the table that it would have been April the 12th by default tomorrow. Tomorrow, they would have to leave with no deal, but it still doesn't seem to sway them. How on earth can they even move forward? Would really Theresa May this time stepping down be the best option?
The way you put it, it sounds like it's hopeless. Well, I mean, what's already on the news from the UK is that people said the only good news is that we're not leaving on April 12th and that we can have a holiday. That's the only good news on this. So,
oh dear.
So your guess is just as good as mine. But Theresa May stepping down. Let's say it would be possible for her to step down right away. She says, I give up. People will can choose another person. I mean, let's say we have elections. It takes a while to organize.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have the pressure of European elections on 23rd of May. Yeah. So just imagine, we're going to leave the EU, but on the 23rd of May, we still want you to choose our EU representatives who we will not be using. So the public opinion we have will be extremely angry. Not only disappointed, but angry. We've seen more than 1 million people already demonstrating a few weeks ago in London. And there's already more than 4 million people who signed online, no Brexit.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to give in terms of the people's vote? Of course, there will be a people's vote. But again, technically and legally speaking, to organize another referendum, 31st of October will be just in time. But what are you going to do then, depending on the outcome? Because, I mean, most people assume it's going to be, we stay in the EU. But just imagine, we don't know. I mean, how many times have they been wrong in the last few years when it comes down to political issues, political elections. So let's say they say we don't want to leave. Okay, then it's what I said. The only default is staying in the EU.
I just want to wrap up very quickly before we get into our next topic here on Money FM. In terms of having this second referendum versus a change of leadership, where timeline is concerned, it seems, on paper, it seems it would be better to have a second referendum, but that does come with a price. It comes with a lot of renegotiation with the EU, going back, backtracking and whatnot as well, right?
Yes, exactly. So this is one of the things the EU is afraid of. They don't want to give too long of an extension either, because they will be afraid. They're afraid that Brexiteers will actually be in charge, and they want to renegotiate the deal. So there's one thing that is very clear. The EU, despite the fact that they're always reaching for consensus when it comes down to extending deadlines, they are clear on the thing that they do not want to renegotiate the deal. So that's clear. Again, so if you look at no renegotiation of the deal, what they prefer is you accept Theresa May's deal or you stay in the EU.
All right.
That's actually what they prefer. But they don't want to give the room and the latitude for Brexiteers to take the power, because then I think, we don't see an ending.
All right. David, thank you so much for your time this morning. David de Crema, Provost, Chair and Professor at NUS Business School. I suppose for now, let's just enjoy April the 12th as a little bit of a break from all of this. Thanks again, David.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.